When I get to that headline about William Shatner, he's facing a $170 million paternity suit from a Florida man claiming to be his biological son. The Star Trek star denies it. ABC's David Wright is here with the latest. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Robin. This is a paternity suit that boldly goes where none has gone before. A Florida radio host seeking $170 million from the iconic Canadian actor best known as Captain Kirk.
Let's face it, folks, Captain Kirk was a bit of a player. An intergalactic sex symbol. Green skin? No problem. Green hair? No problem. Now, at the tender age of 85, William Shatner has been slapped with a paternity suit from Peter Sloan, a.k.a. Peter Shatner.
When I look at his face, I see myself in many ways.
Sloan says he was given up for adoption as a newborn. He claims he did some detective work and discovered his mom was a Canadian actress named Kathy McNeil, whom he says had an affair with you-know-who in Toronto in the 1950s. He says he confronted Shatner about it more than 30 years ago on the set of T.J. Hooker.
He basically admitted that he was my father, asked me what he could do to help me.
He says he met Shatner again in 2011 at Comic-Con, where he introduced Shatner to his daughter, Anne.
And she whispered in his ear, "I'm your granddaughter." The expression on his face, I think, was very telling.
Sloan shares Shatner's passion for horseback riding. He's worked as an actor, too. But if he was hoping for the sort of tearful reunion...
Very proud to be your son.
That Captain Kirk's long-lost son got in The Wrath of Khan, it was not to be. Publicly, Shatner has treated the paternity claim more like his character Denny Crane did in Boston Legal.
He's not my son. What do you mean he's not your son?
Shatner himself denied the whole thing in a radio interview.
Is he not your son? He kind of looks like you a little.
Well, everybody looks like me. Mm-hmm.
Sloan insists it's not about the $170 million. He says he just wants a DNA test.
I'll be darned if I'll be called a liar. And that's really what it boils down to.
Well, we reached out to Shatner's lawyers, who told us no comment. And Sloan shared with us some of the correspondence that he's had with Shatner's attorneys. And they said to him that he's not even the first to come forward and claim he's
really?
Shatner's son.
Oh, that's why you called him a player. Is that why you referred to him that? The lawsuit, not just about money, as we heard you just say, it's also wanting him to take a DNA test. How likely is that?
Not likely without a court order. Shatner has made it clear he has no interest in this case. And on the top of his Twitter feed, he's pinned an old tweet saying he has three children. He puts it this way, three kids in total, daughters, all whom he loves.
Putting it to rest.